We are live.
We're recording?
We're recording.
Hey!
That's what the red dot means.
Welcome back, everybody. It's been a few weeks since our last episode. Welcome back to Season 3 of the Thoughtfully Absurd Podcast. We've got a gang with us here today, so our new... we decided, you know, like many of you, I'm sure, we have been highly entertained by the trend of doing drafts on podcasts as well as on social media. So we decided we're going to come back and we're going to do a season of drafts. So that's what we're here to do. We're going to do our first draft today for y'all's entertainment. And joining us for this season, at least as much as I can, is going to be, frequents of the Thoughtfully Absurd Podcast. C-Dog, Connor Nogales, and Austin Reich. They'll be joining us for most of these episodes. So we hope that y'all enjoy. It's good to be back, boys.
Indeed it is.
You a long-time listener, one-time speaker. Thanks for having me.
We're so glad to have you. And anything from you, Tanner and Connor? You guys happy to be back or you don't care, huh?
No, I'm happy to be back.
I don't fucking care.
It'd be good to be back in the booth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just kidding. I'm honored to be
here. I've got a lot. Yeah. We're both honored.
Connor Nogales, this is a family-friendly podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
God
yeah. By the way, we're not editing this, so hopefully it sounds okay for y'all. And if there are swear words, they will not be edited out because we don't have time to edit them. But we hope you enjoy it anyways.
So your family and friends will be hearing this.
We're going to be explicit on Spotify now.
Yeah, we are. I think if you do two or more, so, you know, you just
I think we are explicit.
Check one of ours off the list.
When are we not?
We only get one.
Yeah, I think you used our one early, so it's going to be tough to get through that. So for first draft today, we're doing a draft of badass TV characters, boys. That's what we're doing. The most badass TV characters.
I think this is an interesting topic.
Yeah. You know.
Badass. That's a lot honestly, of different ways to view badass.
May I drop a quick disclaimer?
Yeah, please.
I hope I understood how this works. Mm. I don't participate in drafts often.
I guess we'll find out.
I think this is going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot
you
of
screw
fun.
Up, we'll let
fun
you
to,
know.
Okay. Just feel free to.
Yeah.
You guys are my training wheels. Keep me on course. You're the bumpers to my lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bumpers to my ball. If you will.
To elucidate the rules, it's a TV show of any sort,
yeah.
But it's not movies.
No movies for this one.
It's almost books. Mostly like just not movie.
Books, yeah. Yeah, you know, that could be a whole different episode. Could be a different episode.
And it will be.
It might be.
I look forward to the most badass documentary characters.
I mean that's not hard. It's gonna be Sir David Attenborough at number one, and then everyone else's opinion is invalid. So
yeah, whoever gets him wins.
Yeah,
we could do a whole draft of best
go,
Sir David Attenborough voice moments.
Oh, documentaries.
Yeah,
teasing next episode, Tanner. Dirty.
Sorry.
Austin's blushing.
All right, we're going five rounds, boys. We've got a draft order preset. We can just get right into it. I know that C-Baby, you have the first pick. A lot riding on this. I gotta see it, make sure you don't steal anymore.
Should we explain how we're doing the judging and everything?
Oh yeah. Well, sometimes we might have a neutral outside person judge it. I think today what we're gonna do is we're all gonna anonymously rank who we think won, and then we'll somehow figure out who won that way. But typically, we'll try to get someone neutral on to judge it. But you know, you guys can be the judge. You know, if anybody out there listening, you can be the judge for yourself.
That would be the ideal.
And we're all guessing beforehand. We're guessing
oh,
to see
yes.
who is gonna be on other people's lists.
That's good, Connor. I forgot. That's a little extra thing we're throwing in is each of us guessed one person that we thought would be on each of the other members' lists, and we're going to get points for that as well. So we'll figure, I don't know, we'll figure that out at some point as well. Good point, C-Baby. All right.
Yeah, we can.
Who are you taking number one first overall in the very first Thoughtfully Absurd Podcast draft? What are we going with, C-Baby?
Oh, boys.
Wet your whistle first.
Clean.
Got to wet the whistle. What can I say? I think you boys all know who I'm going to pick number one overall. He's a man who has shaped my entire humor, and honestly, I consider him a second father, and that is Michael Scott from The Office.
Wow.
I knew it.
Wow.
I knew it.
You know, when I think of BA, that's who I think of.
I respect the pick. Hey, I respect the pick. I mean, he could have gone in the probably fifth, sixth, seventh round, but it's great.
No, I think the draft has shifted. I think the draft has shifted, but yeah, Carney's
that has
this.
Changed things.
I think undoubtedly he's the greatest TV character of all time. I mean, he is the most quotable. He's the most funny. Wait, are we doing the most badass or just the best all time?
We're doing the most badass, not the best.
Connor forgot to read the prompt.
No, did you really?
I think there's
I
an argument.
I thought we were doing just the best.
No, most badass.
Connor, we repeatedly talked about this topic.
I stand by my pick.
He says he's still taking Michael
I
Scott
stand
number
by.
One.
No, you gotta
hey,
own
give
it.
Give us a few reasons why he's badass. I think the argument
shift
can be made.
Dirty Mike. It's Dirty Mike.
You've got some time before your next pick, so you know.
Have you got?
It's actually Mike. Michael Scarn.
Prison Mike.
Yeah, have you guys seen Michael Scarn in Midnight in that Midnight episode?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Very BA.
This really opened up the draft for the second and third and fourth and fifth picks.
All right, well, it's been real. I lost the draft already.
Hey, you can make an argument.
No,
I don't think it's a complete loss.
No, you could make an argument. Michael Scott, is the best character. I agree. And so just being the best gives you a badassness. Being the best at anything.
Here's what Michael Scott makes him bad. He doesn't care about what other people say. He is true to himself in every situation, no matter how inappropriate he is to his bosses, his coworkers. He is who he is. He owns it.
Valid. Valid.
I got chills from that. That's huge.
No.
He is pure of heart through and through. He's genuine. Connor, and what's more badass than honesty?
Yeah.
This is a very classic Ian add to the... Hey, I you know, for an accidental pick, it's not as bad as it could have been. I like it. I'm here for it. Austin, I think you're next.
I think
the world the world's your oyster. Connor took mine. Yeah, we all had Michael Scott first.
Oh man. All right, I got a lot of good ones. Got a lot of good ones, but my first pick, I have to put it down as the when you think of BA. You think of B.A. Baracus from the
A-team. Yeah.
I should have known that.
Yeah, Mr. T. That's a good pick. So, that's the first pick. Don't need to explain myself. It's in the name. It is
in the name. That's fair. I should have seen that coming.
Yeah.
I should have seen it coming, too. That's not who I guessed for you. But that's a great pick. Yeah. It's a great pick. And you know we respect older TV shows, okay? You know, we want only new stuff. Although I do mostly have only new stuff. On my list. But extra points.
The thing about B.A. Baracus, too, is that he was B.A. We all knew that. You could see him. He's wearing gold and all that. But he was afraid of planes. So they had to knock him out whenever they had to go into a plane.
And he's tough.
He's tough, but sensitive. Exactly. He's like, I'm afraid of planes. Let that be known.
Yeah, me and B.A., we have that in common.
Yeah.
I also need to be knocked out.
You are the spitting image of B.A. Baracus.
Big confidence.
That's a great pick. That's a great pick at two.
Yeah.
My list is going to go a little bit of a different direction with a pick you all know I'm going to make. With the number one pick overall, without a doubt, it's Tommy Shelby, baby. It has to be.
I got that one.
I knew it.
It had
did
to
we
be
all
Tommy.
Get that?
I did get that, yes.
Connor, I'm sure you all got it. That's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. Guys, I messed up so bad.
It had to be Tommy Shelby for me. One of my favorite shows. One of the most badass characters of all time. Just so cool, calm, collected, planned, and vicious. And I smoke so many cigarettes and drink so much whiskey. And what's more badass than that?
Tobacco is cool.
Tobacco's cool. Liquor's cool. Spread the message. I had to go with Tommy Shelby from Peaky Blinders. That's my number one. I'm happy to get him.
It's wonderful. Hilarious. We all picked. Well, all of us went Connor.
I knew you all would get that for me.
Yeah. I was a little worried you might go with one of his brothers, but I was like, no, he can't.
Yeah,
he
can't thought about it, but he's definitely the.
Nah, Arthur's weak. I mean, Arthur. He's tough, but.
You mean Arthur?
Arthur Shelby.
Ian, what do you got? You have a. I mean, I don't think you were going to take any of those people, so I think you're getting your true number one here.
No.
I honestly don't know what Ian's are going to be. I really don't.
No idea.
So, I say my number one, correct? We don't start at the bottom?
No, do your number one so somebody can take it.
Do number
go with
one,
whoever
okay.
you want the most, lad.
Okay. For number one, I said Prison Mike.
What?
Take him. You can't take him.
No.
He's already been taken.
He's taken.
He's already taken?
He's
it's
taken.
Different. It's a different persona.
No,
it's a different
you're trying
no,
to steal
no,
my pick, bro?
No, he's taken.
Same
he's
person.
Taken, that's a bro. I can't believe two people went with Michael Scott.
No way, dude.
That's the number one.
This is different. This is Prison Mike.
No, you can't have that. What's your next pick? What's your next one? You're going to get it.
Okay, I'm going to shift everything up, and I'm going to come up with a number five on the fly.
No, you're going to you're not going for number five. This is your number one pick, Ian. So besides Prison Mike, who do you think is the most badass TV character of all time?
Okay. I said Ahsoka Tano.
That was one of
I had big. You. I had you with that one.
Wow,
really?
Connor got the guess on that one.
Shoot.
Yeah.
I had, that was the one I knew you were gonna... that I was thinking of for Ian.
Let's see. She did something unthinkable. She questioned the Jedi Order. Her entire world turned on her. Through adversity, she survived. She survived being the number one fugitive of the Galactic Republic and the freaking Empire. And she's living on. The legacy continues.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's a good pick.
Great pick.
Ahsoka.
Pandas to the Star Wars audience, too.
Ahsoka. Was one of the probably the only time I've ever cried from like an animated show.
Wow!
I shed tears.
I cry at most animated shows.
I think no one will see what I'm talking about. So yes,
that's a good.
That
that's
is
a good
my
pick.
Number one.
It's a good pick. Much better than Prison Mike. So I'm glad. I'm glad Prison Mike was taken from you because that's much better.
I think Ian got saved by Connor.
Yeah, Ian got
saved by Connor accidentally choosing Michael Scott.
Connor jumped in front of the bullet there.
He did. Tanner, I don't think that we stole any of your picks either. I think you're getting your true number one at five.
No, you guys know exactly. I think you guys... I don't know. I think you guys know what I'm picking.
There's a few to choose from for you, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't believe Game of Thrones.
My favorite shows. Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote down like four or five different Game of Thrones ones to try and guess for Tanner, so I just don't know which one is going to be. If it's
all right. Well, let me... give you the answer here. At number one, I'm going Tywin Lannister.
Dang, I didn't get that one.
Yes! I did guess it right.
I think there's,
you guessed it right.
There's a lot of really badass characters in Game of Thrones. There's a lot of ones I could have gone with, but I think when you think
there's some that
badass,
might be taken later in this draft, or should be taken.
Probably. But quintessential badass is Tywin Lannister. Every scene he's in, he's not even smiling, he's not doing anything. It's so haunting how little he's doing. He's just looking at you, listening to what you're saying, then responds with the coldest shit ever, every time.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
He died on the toilet too.
One Tywin Lannister,
very badass.
That's the only. That's the least. Yeah, that's the only like.
It's not a great case. Not a great
case.
That's
a good pick. I think you could have gotten him later, to be honest.
Maybe I didn't want to risk it though. He's my true number one.
But also, you get to back to back. You get back to back. So
that's true. Okay,
it's a good pick. It's a good pick. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. There's going to be some more Game of Thrones characters going. It's got
to
be.
I could go Game of Thrones here again, but I don't really want to. I want to say
you got to diversify, you know. That's part
exactly.
of the draft.
So
got to have a well-rounded squad.
Given what has happened so far, I think this is moving one of my guys up the list, so I'm going to go with him here. I'm going Ron Swanson.
Wow.
Respect.
Yeah.
Okay. He almost made my list. Even.
Yeah, he was close to mine, too.
I think it's a great pick because I can get into a different genre and somewhere you wouldn't necessarily expect to find a badass character in a sitcom. But of the sitcoms, I couldn't think of anyone more badass than Ron Swanson. Like, he's someone you could actually like take with you to a fight, take with you to anything, anything involving some violence or some knowledge or anything, you know he's got your back and you know he's going to help you out. And then, you know, he's menacing. He's scary. Like, but he is a teddy bear, which is also nice. Like, you kind of want that out of your badasses. A soft, gooey center.
Also, woodworking.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I'm going Ron Swanson.
It's a solid. That's a solid two picks right there. That's a good.
Tywin and Ron Swanson.
Great picks. Tanner's off to a good start.
Two very different genres. Yeah, it's a good start.
Strong lead.
I'm gonna write down our picks.
I was writing down, then I forgot Ian's and Luke's, or not. I know Luke's.
I'm writing Michael Scott first. I guess Ian, you're up next, bro.
Okay, my number two.
Your second round pick, yep.
Yes, second round pick. Jane from Jane the Virgin.
Wow, I would like. I'm interested to hear this explanation.
Have you all watched? Have you all seen?
I've seen a couple episodes.
Okay. So spoiler alert. First episode, she is accidentally artificially inseminated. She decides to keep the child, keep the pregnancy. She has no obligation to do so. The doctor messed up. She chooses to keep the child. And because it's like the dude had like cancer or whatever, and that's like his last sperm sample or whatever, and his last chance of having like a biological son. So she, out of this kind-hearted, selfless act, chose for others instead of herself.
Oh, yeah, this is not kindest TV characters, though.
No. That's badass.
I'm just kidding. No, it is badass.
Selflessness.
Hey, it is. It is
for other people's happiness.
Altruism is BA.
Altruism is so badass.
How terrifying would it to be a virgin, and then all of a sudden you're pregnant out of the blue, you've never had sex before, and you've done everything by the book your entire life, and then somehow this happens, but you decide to go through it anyway. That'd be terrifying. I'd be like quaking. But she decides to do it because it's what's right.
I respect it. I respect the pick.
That is badass.
Ian's next draft pick is Mary from the Bible.
I've never seen
movie.
That show.
This is why I didn't know what Ian was going to pick.
Book.
Exactly. These first two picks have shown why I had no clue what Ian was going to pick. He's unpredictable. He's a wild card.
Wild card.
I'm next, I guess. I've got my pick of all of mine.
Probably the only virgin on the list.
I
know what pick this is going to be.
This one is... I don't think anybody's going to guess this one. This one is an easy pick for me. To be honest, I think you could go with a lot of Breaking Bad characters in this draft. I think there's a number of them that could go. But for me, the most badass by far out of all of them is Mike Ehrmantraut. And he is going number two for me. Mike is quintessential badass. I honestly could have taken him over Tommy Shelby. I think he's that badass. Better Call Saul or Breaking Bad, both of them. He is so...
Oh, he's the Better Call Saul dude.
Yeah, he's in both, yeah. He's the old guy, you know, who works for Gus.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, I'm familiar.
When I think of a badass, Mike is who I think of. He does what needs to be done. He does it coolly, so collected. No fear in the man. And he is so cool. He's just so ridiculously cool. He has to go number two for me.
I like that pick.
I respect.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go Walter White.
Walter White and he could go in this draft. I mean, he deserves to probably go in this draft, but he's also kind of a bitch.
Yeah,
no, I agree. This made me not want to choose him. Mike is not. Mm-hmm. Austin, you're up next.
Yeah. So I'm surprised. You guys might guess this one. I'm surprised nobody has said this earlier, but. In Luke's words, quintessential most BA character, Geralt of Rivia.
Ah, that's my guess for you.
Wow. He did not even cross my mind. That. I feel ashamed.
That was
so
stupid. That was my guess for you. That was what I put down. Yeah, I totally agree.
The quote, right? I mean, I'm not going to do it justice, but it's like, what do you do? And he's like, I kill monsters. But his very first monster he killed was just like an evil dude. Right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. I put him down for you because I knew. It's a good pick.
Yeah. And just the scowl, growl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You check
something happens. Mm. That's all he says.
He absolutely checks all the boxes. It's a great pick.
Yeah. He also has a tender heart. All he wanted was a daughter.
Well, he didn't actually want the daughter at all, if you watch the movies, the shows.
Oh, it's been a while.
It wasn't until, like, the last couple of episodes that he kind of, like, resigned into the responsibility. He's kind of a deadbeat. But,
solid. Very solid pick.
Yeah.
Connor, have you had time to think of badass characters?
My list has been narrowed down quite a bit.
It's changed.
I had a list of like probably 25 TV characters, but
some of them
like
badass.
Like I don't think I can pick Phil Dunphy on that one.
No. I don't think you want to go Phil.
but I gotta pick. I'm gonna go with my round two pick is gonna be Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty.
Great pick. He's on my list.
What can I say? He's the most powerful man in the universe. In the universe of Rick and Morty. And he's just for any problem that Morty has, he's able to concoct some solution to it. He's literally the master. He can do anything he wants. I think he's just entirely badass.
He's a great
man. And he drinks a lot.
He had sex with a planet.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That was a
also
crazy
dipping
one,
into getting an animated character is going to be rare in this draft, and you managed to pull it off. He's the only animated character that I could think of, you know.
Yeah.
Besides the Star Wars girl, Ian said, I forgot her name.
The Star Wars woman.
Yes. Sorry.
Ahsoka. Ahsoka Tano.
Ahsoka Tano. Yes, that's her name. When I wrote down your list, I literally just said Star Wars girl because I forgot. Her name.
Oh God.
But that's my own ignorance for not watching Clone Wars. Good pixie baby, but guess what? You get another one.
Oh God, I forgot.
You got the snake, baby. Connor. There's one you have to take, please.
I gotta take. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. I think I'm gonna take Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking. But
that's not what I was thinking either.
Respect. I had Connor for Jon Snow.
Really?
Did you really? Wow. Yeah. That's pretty good because
I mean,
wow, it's hard to choose the Game of Thrones ones.
When I think about Jon Snow, I just always go back to that episode, like the one where he is fighting to take back Winterfell, and he's just being suffocated by bodies coming down on him, but he fights his way through and survives and keeps fighting. He's the quintessential badass guy, I think, in that show, in my opinion.
The amount of quintessential badass characters.
Quintessentials.
Off
goodness.
Off the charts.
A lot of quints.
Jon Snow's a great pick. He's definitely a worthy Game of Thrones character for that one. Solid 1-2 right there. The Rick.
Quite the spread.
Yeah.
It's good. Variety. You want diversity. You can't argue. These are all heavy hitters.
Thank you.
They're big names.
All right, you guys ready for the potentially the hardest hitting one?
Yes,
you
please.
You guys are going to realize, I made a mistake. I should have picked this person. For number three, Kim Possible.
Oh, man. Interesting. That is
Shoot.
Pretty good. That's an interesting pick.
MK actually suggested I say Kim Possible.
Well, she's not on the podcast, so.
That's fair.
Yeah. But
respect.
I like that pick.
Thank you.
Not Rufus?
That was a close second. Okay. That was a close second.
Okay.
That's actually what my wife said. Which is like, not Rufus? And I said, no.
Will you do your best in person?
No, Kim Possible. Great pick. She's a redhead. Independent. This is long before, you know, there was the acceptance of more female roles into like media. So Trailblazer, Maverick, redhead, you have it all.
Great explanation.
You like redheads, don't you?
My wife is redhead. Yes, Connor.
If it isn't obvious, his wife has him at gunpoint right now.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a creative pick. I respect a creative pick.
Thank you.
I do. Oh, is it me? Is this my third round? Is that where we're at in the list?
Yes.
Oh, man. Nothing on my list has been stolen, so I'm trying to figure out. Let's see. Oh, actually, that's not true. Connor stole Rick Sanchez. That's a big steal. Third round, I'm going to go to a different type of show. I'm going to go Harvey Specter.
Mm.
You haven't seen Suits? Mm-hmm. It won't make sense. But
okay.
I'm not honestly big into law shows, but that show was fantastic, and Harvey Specter is as ridiculously badass as they come. He's
great pick.
He is like just calculated, confident, good with the ladies. He has signed basketballs by NBA players in his office. I mean, you know, he's up there for me, and I want a little diversity in the type of character that I had going on. So I'm gonna go with Harvey Specter.
Another white man. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, diverse, diverse. The first one is British. First one is British.
Nice.
Bring a little bit of diversity in there.
Yeah. Sprinkle a little bit of diversity, eh?
A bit of diversity, then. Did Austin pick the only black guy so far in this draft?
Big surprise.
I've got what, probably my favorite. Could have been my number one pick. He's coming up. He's coming up, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
The best of all. Ian, you're up next. I have no clue who you're going to pick. I am very excited to hear.
For the record, as far as diversity, I picked someone from the species Togruta.
It's true.
Sure. None of us can say the same.
So,
or you haven't gone off-world yet.
I'll take that. Okay, my number three pick, Uncle Iroh.
I got it. I did it. That's my guess.
That's what you picked? Wow.
Yes. Uncle Iroh, incredible mentor, really the father that Zuko never had, traveled with him, journeyed with him, protected him the entire time. Just phenomenal mentor and teacher to Zuko in all of his journeys. He took all the shit that Zuko threw at him and remained loving as a good father figure should. Also, with that like White Lotus group or whatever, when he turns out to be like part of the like hardcore benders, God, that's so badass. But also, he's not afraid to be vulnerable, like I've mentioned in past picks. With the death of his son and his willingness to celebrate his life and show that emotion, it's just really powerful stuff. Probably, including the Ahsoka scene, the only other animated scene that I've ever shed a tear at.
Wow.
So.
Dragon of the West. Great pick.
Yes, correct. Thank you. And also. And
double up on the animation. Very impressive.
Did you guys know the fun fact about, I think it's like the picture of his son on the hilltop that he's like singing to when he like lights the incense and stuff. Apparently that picture, I think, if I remember correctly, is like a picture of the voice actor from his like younger years or something. And that episode was the last episode that voice actor voiced until he died of cancer.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then it went to a different voice actor. Anyways, fun fact.
This guy was dying of cancer, and he was still recording his voice for that show.
Yes.
What a badass.
Yes. Yes. The show must go on.
It's a good pick. Very well. Very well.
Well respected.
Tanner, you've been waiting a while, bruv, for your third round.
Yes, I have a lot of time to plan and to scheme.
What do you got, Lionel?
And I've decided to go... keep swinging for the fences. And this pick might be controversial, but he's in a TV show. My pick is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh.
Okay, fair. Yeah. Yep, he's in TV.
And I won't, even if you just consider the content from the TV show, he's still a extremely badass character. I won't lie to you, though. The start of the show, he was not very badass. But I think he really redeems it at the end. His big fight with Vader. He puts him, he kind of big daddies him. There's nothing more badass than big daddying somebody. Especially when you're the underdog.
That's right.
So I think that makes him, you know, third most badass character, in my opinion.
Well, in the beginning of the show, how badass is it to be scared, to be terrified to your core, but acting anyways because it's simply the right thing to do?
I like the things that I don't see as badass. Ian can find a way
Ian finds
to make
a way.
My picks even yes. better.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I love Obi-Wan. It's a good pick. And it's sneaky because he's, you know, it's so badass in a lot of movies, but he sneaks into the TV show category as well.
Yeah.
It's well done.
So, this is where my list kind of gets dicey. I could go with...
You only got two left, man.
I go with my heart, but I am almost certain nobody has seen this.
Always follow your heart. Always follow your heart.
I thought about that when I was making my list. I was like, you know what? That's okay.
Even if you don't know it. All right. I'm going to pick it then. I'm going with my heart. I'm going with John Reese from Person of Interest. Person of Interest is a case of the week show. I think it was on CBS in like the 2010s. And John Reese was just like the assassin dude, and he was known as the man in the suit in New York City, and he was known as the man in the suit who shot people's kneecaps off. That was what he was known for.
Oh,
he wasn't going for kills, and he was so good at it that he could, he was facing like fully armed, heavily armed dudes with rifles, and he's still just running pistol at the hip, knee shots only, which I think is more impressive than headshots, because knees move a lot more, and they're smaller. Not to mention, not only that, he was popping kneecaps like it was nothing. He also is like that, has that like that old, handsome look to him. The ladies are always swooning all over him. Any hotel front desk girl he's talking to, he's not even trying to flirt, but they are ready to go with John Reese.
Good for him.
And I think we haven't touched on.
I know a little bit about Person of Interest. That's a good pick. I've seen a few episodes. I can't say I know too much, but I like the pick.
Yeah.
He's a beast. I respect the pick.
Props to following your heart.
Yeah. That's also very badass of you.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for being vulnerable with us.
He's very vulnerable by choosing Person of Interest.
You're welcome.
Vulnerability is BA. It's right up there with altruism.
Close second to altruism.
And honesty.
True. We've touched on all these in a very short podcast, you know?
Yes. We're making waves.
Cute. You're up, man. You're up for your fourth round. You only got two more.
All right.
What are we going with?
My number four pick. He's here. He's there. He's every fucking where. It's Roy Kent, baby.
That's
legend.
Roy Kent. That's a good pick.
Legend. He was an absolute menace on the pitch.
A menace on the pitch, Roy Kent.
On the pitch.
Back in his day.
Back in his day, he was a force to be reckoned with. He took no prisoners.
I didn't know you were a Ted Lasso fan.
Oh, yeah, so watched it recently. I think, like, last month. Yeah, it was around, like, Christmas time. We, like, binged it hard. But, yeah, he's super, super tough. He doesn't let anyone push him around. He stands up for himself. And for his loved ones. But inside of that hardy exterior is a soft, gooey inside. His love for his niece is precious. He's not afraid to be sensitive. He's not afraid to love, to show that emotion with her. It's precious. And he overcame his differences with Jamie Tart there towards the end of season two, which was...
Jamie Tart.
When they had that moment and he
spoilers,
like
man. Hey,
and he hugged him. Oh, it's been out for a while. Get around to it. Yeah, it was precious. It was very one of those unexpected moments that kind of chokes you up just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Reconciliation is very BA.
Yes. Yes. Forgiveness.
Add it to the list,
grace. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
It's right up there with altruism and vulnerability.
I love how I have not seen most of these picks coming from most everybody. And that's been great for me. This I like fun. The interpretations. I love the interpretations.
Yeah, I was kind of worried we'd all have like the same list, but they've been so wildly different. Not even close.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I have to go, huh?
You get to go.
No, please don't go.
All right. I'm going with an all-timer, baby. Has to be an all-timer. I'm going with MacGyver.
Oh, wow. Okay.
MacGyver. Oh.
Big throwback.
Not only a true classic, but yeah, I had to diversify with an older show. I used to watch MacGyver growing up. My dad liked MacGyver. Ultimate BA. Gets himself out of anything with anything. And also, you know, has a caring heart, Ian.
Oh, God, I love that.
Yeah, very caring, very emotional.
Yes.
But also, the man can make a bomb out of anything, you know, anything you can find in a 5-foot square, you know, room. He had to go on my list. I respect him too much, so I'm going with MacGyver for my fourth pick.
In a time where homemade...
Yes, the SNL skits. Oh, they made a show out of it too.
Though. No, the movie.
Yeah, I did.
They
not
made
watch,
a movie about it.
I did not. Watch, I did not watch the movie. I saw the SNL skits that like.
It's pretty good.
They're pretty funny.
Oh yeah.
But MacGyver, you gotta watch MacGyver. MacGyver's the true. He's the man. Richard Dean Anderson. He's a legend.
Is he still with us?
I think so.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
okay.
I hope so.
Good.
If he isn't, I don't know what I would do. I really don't. He's still alive. I just Googled it.
Thank goodness. Thank God. Okay, we can continue.
Austin, you're up with your fourth.
Oh, that's right. So this one's kind of a diversity pick, but...
diversity. The whole list is a diversity.
So, again, just kind of following the theme of my of just being BA, quintessential and all that, whatever we want to say it. Perry the Platypus.
Oh, wow. Okay. I see you.
He was stopping crime daily. You know what I mean? And like cataclysmic events, you know, that could have happened, but were stomped by an egg-laying mammal, a monotreme. Ridiculous. And similar to Geralt of Rivia.
Similar to Geralt of Rivia.
Wow. Similar to Geralt of Rivia. You know, he gets snapped back with a one-liner from the good old Dr. Doof. And all he does is just, you know. That's it.
Enough said.
Also, badass characters to be a few words.
I'm a fan of Stoicism. Stoicism is BA.
Actions speak louder than words.
It's right up there with vulnerability.
And Perry didn't live for the spotlight. He wasn't doing it for the fame or the glory. He was doing it simply because that was the right thing to do.
He was a secret agent, you know?
Yeah. Through and through. Wonderful pick. Wonderful pick.
He was a monotite.
Monotreme.
Monotreme. Monotreme.
Monotreme.
Yeah. So, egg-laying mammal.
Hey, that's...
Speaking of egg-laying mammals, you see that Josh Allen game today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Come on now. Save it for a different draft.
Love sports.
He laid an egg. Apologize to any Bills fans out there.
I don't.
I'd like to apologize for absolutely nothing. Connor, you got two in a row, my guy. These are your last two in a row.
Go clean. Get it, bro.
These are okay. These are my last two picks, aren't they?
They are. All
right.
Number four.
I'm gonna freak out at you.
You better.
Number four. I'm gonna go Wayne from Letterkenny.
Okay. That's a good one.
He's the toughest guy in Letterkenny.
He's just a guy. He's a Canadian. He's a real tough mother trucker, and you know he. He's really good with the comebacks, and he doesn't take crap from no one.
Yeah, we've almost reached our limit of swear words. We are watching.
Yeah.
Ian had to say one with the Roy Kent line, so we're in trouble.
That's good.
Here.
That's good. Yeah, I kind of.
So
Sorry, Simba.
That's a good pick, Wayne. I didn't even think about it, Wayne. I respect that pick. What are you going to follow Wayne up with?
Yeah. Well, I had another guy in mind, but just for you guys, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick Spock from Star Trek.
Oh, dang it.
My last pick.
You didn't choose any of the person I thought. But no, I should have guessed Spock.
Yeah, same.
We should have seen that.
We should have known that. That's on us. What? It's not on you.
Spock is he's a man. He's faithfully always by the side of James T. Kirk, and he never shows any emotion. The ship could be falling apart, but he's always just looking at Kirk like, you know, just coming up with solutions and trying to figure things out. He's a real badass.
I can't believe I didn't even think Star Trek. That's embarrassing.
My guess wasn't Star Trek, but it wasn't
I'll
Spock.
Let you know what my guess was when we do honorable mentions at the end.
Yeah.
But I'm sad. I think you're going to be sad. You're going to be sad.
Wow.
You missed out on this
movie. I thought for sure it was Star Trek.
Maybe I'll tell you. Yeah, it probably should have. It probably should have been. Connor's got his roster filled. Austin, your final pick, sir.
Oh, shoot. That is right. See, this one's tough because I pulled up like 20 just in case for some reason.
Yeah, I know. I have way too many as well.
I want to go for kind of Tanner's approach and say this might be controversial, but I'm going to go with Galadriel.
Oh.
So,
and it crossed my mind for you.
Oh, she's in Rings of Power. Is that what you're saying?
She's in Rings of Power.
Gotcha.
Where she is BA. Even though I would argue in the movies she's like even more BA. But I think she's a pretty strong individual there.
She cannot be stopped.
No.
Good pick. She used to freak me out, man, in the movies when I was younger. She was so creepy sometimes, but also so cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And even in The Hobbit, what Gandalf is, I know it's not a movie, but Gandalf is like getting attacked by Sauron.
Hmm.
Or his spirit, and Galadriel just like rides in. It's like, just like the evil incarnate just gets like flown away. It's like, come on, Gandalf, you're like a wizard. You're, you know, almost one of the Gaia, and still can't handle it. And
not everyone can do that. Simple as that.
She's, I mean, BA and Boss Babe, I think, go hand in hand.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Really? Solid roster you built there.
Thank you.
Like it. Who am I going to finish with? I'm going to finish with... I do not have a police detective character yet, and I have to go with my guy... DCI John Lufa.
I didn't even think about that for you.
Come on. We need DCI John Luther on this list. First of all, Idris Elba, possibly just the most badass actor of all time.
Very sexy.
And that too.
Sorry. What?
Absolutely. Not ashamed to say that as well.
I hear. That's what I hear. Yeah.
And that, I don't know if some of you have seen Luther, but that he is so, so cool in that show. He is unbelievably cool. And I am thrilled to get him in the fifth round, although I knew you guys didn't
Wonderful.
As well, so I figured
Wonderful.
He'd be around.
Luke, may I be badass by being honest with you?
Please.
Honestly,
I still have not watched John Luther.
You haven't watched Luther?
I still have not.
Well, you're in for a treat when you do, bro. Envy you.
It's on my to-do list.
DCI John Luther.
I'll let you know what I think.
I also love British television, so I had to get as many British people as I could. I had to start.
I almost picked Jeremy Clarkson just for fun.
Hey.
That would have been fun.
Badass, besides the, you know, abuse allegations.
the allegations.
So I got knocked off the list.
Violence is not cool. Abuse is not cool.
Violence is not BA.
If there's one thing you hear from this episode.
It's not cool.
I think I
watched Luther with you in college. We watched the whole like show together, and for like weeks we would just talk to each other, and we'd be like, DCI John Luther,
Ripley, Justin Ripley,
Ripley.
Yeah, that's a classic,
Ripley.
That's a great show. Everybody, if you have not seen that show, and I feel like a lot of people haven't, it is so good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
on Netflix?
I don't know where to watch it right now. I don't think Netflix. I don't remember where I watched it on, to be honest. But
something like the TV, I think.
That's a must watch for me. Mm. Highly recommend. Ian, finish out your list, my guy. Your eclectic list.
Ian, just finish.
You don't have my guess so on your list.
Say less.
Go ahead and say the name that I need you to say.
I am confident no one has this on their list, so I'm very, very happy walking into this fifth-round pick. Have you guys seen Arrested Development?
Yes. Yeah.
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 Okay, got a badass character from Arrested Development? Your pick is who?
What?
Tobias?
No way! No way!
Yes. Okay, first of all...
He has a kind heart. He's a never nude.
He's a never nude. My first reason. Imagine the emotional and psychological trauma that has produced the man that he is today. Imagine living with that. I can't imagine.
Drama's VA.
He's doing great. And then second, he dropped his career as a successful doctor, as a psychiatrist, to follow his dream of acting. What's more badass?
Than taking risks, baby.
Than taking risks, saying no to security, safety, and a consistent paycheck, and following your dream of creativity.
How did Tobias get chosen over Sean Spencer?
I wouldn't say Sean's badass.
More than Tobias?
Are
you kidding me?
No, okay. I have a little issue with Sean. We'll get into that later.
Okay, we
Tobias is just so fiercely himself, and I respect the hell out of
him. I honestly have a feeling that with all of these drafts, I will never choose Ian's correctly.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
Good luck.
I respect it, though.
I feel like Ian is establishing himself
as a wild card.
I feel like Ian is establishing himself as the genre bender.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You can't read this.
It's a hard man to read.
No, Sean Spencer, his character arc kind of dies off in later seasons, and it really bugs me. So
he's more of a genre skipper.
You were such a fan.
I'm a fan of like early seasons.
I almost chose the guy from White Collar too.
Oh yeah, whatever his name is.
Wow, if you don't know his name, clearly it was a terrible choice.
Yeah, I forget his name, but yeah, I mean Sean's great. Don't get me wrong, but the directing was the issue. Anyways, next
enough. Tanner, you are finishing us up, lad. You are rounding it out.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure, but I have one that I want to go with, so I think I'm just going to go with it.
Do it.
It's from the same universe as my first pick, but it's not the same show, if you get my drift.
Oh, okay, you got a House of Dragon pick?
Daemon Targaryen.
Yeah, it's a pick. I'm also kind of sad I didn't get any Game of Thrones or House of Dragons.
Yeah, I feel happy. I feel like I got the two most badass characters from both Game of Thrones and House of Dragon. Daemon Targaryen.
Do you think so? Really?
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean? Why would I not?
Wow,
I'm the only one who picked him.
I'm sorry, but I mean, I think they're badass. We'll get into it on the honorable mention.
Jon Snow's pretty badass.
Hey, yeah, Connor got Jon Snow.
Oh, that's true, that's true.
Hold on here, boys.
I forgot. On my honorable mentions, I have someone who I think could be up there, but we'll get.
But Daemon is just the hardest motherfucker, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, thank you for censoring that.
You look at him wrong, and he'll just cut you.
Yeah, that's
cut you down.
Pretty savage. There's part of me that doesn't like him, and then it just makes me not want to pick him. But I guess that's not really the criteria.
Yeah, this isn't it. Yeah, I actually do like him, but I could see why you wouldn't. Like, I understand he's kind of a douche, but
he
like,
sounds
that's
violent.
Part of being a badass to me.
He sounds very violent.
Yeah, that's badass.
I think he's authentically himself. Ian.
Violence is very badass.
Yeah,
when he wants to kill someone, he just does it. He doesn't even ask.
And all those
can't things. Argue with that. Thank you.
That's the beauty of a roster.
He has a pure heart.
Yeah, Daemon is a pure heart. Really, in the end, he just wants to be with his niece. Right?
Yeah. Which is there anything more badass than family love?
Anything more badass than incest?
Say that.
Oh boy.
If so, oh, you win. You win.
He's authentically himself.
Unabashed.
And thus concludes season 3 of the Thoughtfully Absurd podcast.
We're canceled. We're canceled already. I think we should just super quickly start at the top of the list, and Connor, just read off your whole team, if you know your whole team, or I could read them all off if you want.
I have it.
I wrote them down, too.
Do you want me to read it off?
Yeah, we'll everybody
all
read their
we
own.
All right, we got number one, Michael Scott. Number two, Rick Sanchez. Number three, Jon Snow. Number four, Wayne from Letterkenny. And number five is Spock from Star Trek.
Beauty of a squad. Beauty of a squad for C-Baby. Mm-hmm. Austin, what do you got?
We got B.A. Baracus, Mr. T, is number one. Number two, I got Geralt of Rivia. Number three, got Kim Possible from the TV show Kim Possible. Number four, Perry the Platypus. Number five, Galadriel.
Okay, you didn't say any of the other shows except for the one that was in the name.
I wanted to clarify. Yeah.
Clarity of message is also badass.
Yeah, it's very true.
Thank you.
I've
got number one, I've got Tommy Shelby. From Peaky Blinders. Number two, Mike Ehrmantraut, the man himself from Breaking Bad. Number three, Harvey Specter from Suits. Number four, MacGyver, needs no introduction. And number five, DCI, Jean-Luc Fa.
From what show was Jean-Luc
Fa? Luc Fa.
Yes. Thank you. Number one, Ahsoka Tano. Number two, Jane from Jane the Virgin. Number three, Uncle Iroh from Avatar, Last Airbender. Number four, Roy Kent from Ted Lasso. And number five, Tobias Funke
from Wrecking Ball. Tobias, man.
The worst choice, honestly. I mean, that was a great one.
Or is it the best?
The man wears jorts way too much to be badass.
In the shower.
Hey. In the shower. You can't shame his affliction.
That's right. You're very right. Tanner, give us your...
All right. At number one, I got Tywin Lannister. Number two, I took Ron Swanson. Number three, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Number four, John Reese. And number five, Daemon Targaryen.
Solid.
Beautiful, lads. Beautiful. I've got just a couple honorable mentions that I want to note. Others people can jump in with theirs if they have them. I think the Hound from Game of Thrones...
Mm-hmm.
Slept on might be more badass than some of the other Game of Thrones characters said. I had Walter White, but like I said, you know, part of me doesn't love him. Also, John Casey from Chuck.
Oh,
what do you think of John Casey?
Yes,
very nice. Good point.
Very nice. I thought you were gonna do a Chuck guy.
Yeah, I thought about doing John Casey. He could have made the list. I've got other ones, but I don't. Yeah, that's mostly what I wanted to mention, I guess. I also thought Barney Stinson. Does anybody think Barney Stinson?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was thinking, should we pick Barney Stinson?
Yeah.
I was thinking Connor might, but...
I definitely thought
I was thinking about it.
And also, the people I thought... Connor, I thought you were going to choose Jack Bauer, baby!
Oh, I also had that.
Oh, he's on my list.
Yeah. Dang it! Oh, that was my guess for
you. I was close to
picking
him.
That was my guess for you, was Jack Bauer. He's so badass.
I'm really surprised you were thinking Jack Bauer over Star Trek for me. Though.
I did, man. I know. I don't know. I totally blanked on the Star Trek, but I thought Jack Bauer was for sure.
My guess for Sea Dog was Jean-Luc Picard. I thought that you were going to choose Picard.
Hey, you went Star Trek.
That would have been a good one, too. I was going for the original series, you know.
That's fair. I respect it. And Tanner, Tanner, really quick, I thought you were going to do Stannis Baratheon, because I remember you had like a whole monologue on Stannis at one point.
I like Stannis.
Yeah, I do like Stannis a lot, but he's not the most badass.
Sure.
There's so many. Game of Thrones has so many.
Too many.
I had on my list, I was telling the boys, Luke, when you were gone, I had Alex Trebek on my list.
That is awesome. Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great pick. That's
unfortunate.
The fact that he didn't go that's so awesome. I never thought about that. Game shows, baby.
Good. I had a couple of honorable mentions that they need to be mentioned. For all my Dragon Ball Z fans out there, Piccolo should have been up there. Master Chief just recently got a TV series.
Oh, that's true.
Master Chief is kind of the definition of there. Eliza Thornberry from you know, the Thornberries, Korra from the Avatar series, Peggy Carter, beating the patriarchy as well, and then Commander Cody. I think those were all been.
So I had my guess for you, Austin, was Commander Cody.
Yeah. See, that was he was on my list, but.
Yeah. It's because I honestly spaced a lot of the shows you guys watched. Like, I kind of forgot. Like, I forgot that you were a big A-Team guy. I forgot about, well, honestly, Ian, I could have never
picked. I did not know shit. Ian watched.
I want to hear what you guys thought I would have picked. Like, what was your number one for me?
I had Sean Spencer on the list.
Okay.
I went over that.
Yeah, I had that one, too.
I had Commander Cody for both you and Austin.
Oh, I'm more of a Rex man.
I was hoping to snag one of you guys with that.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Rex man myself.
I'm the only one who got Ian right. I said Uncle Iroh.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
You know who I had for Austin that I thought should have been picked was Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great. That's
good. Yeah. Dang.
I thought about it for a second, but I don't know. BA also, you know, involves all these things. And I'm starting to tear up. I don't think I'd get through his name.
No, BA is a good number one pick for sure.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, hey, solid squads. How are we gonna do? Are we gonna pause it and then do our thing and then announce it on the episode?
Or are we just gonna do it now? Let's just do it now.
Let's just do it live, baby.
So, I think everyone queue up a text to the group chat ranking everyone 1 through 4. So just do everyone but yourself and don't send it. And we'll all send it at the same time, so that way there's no, like, seeing other people's picks and having an influence. Oh,
okay,
so you can't hit Shift-Enter, because it'll just submit it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, usually if you hit Shift-Enter,
well,
you
can I was texting it to the group chat.
Oh, the group chat, not the chat. Okay, all
right. So just rank everybody, like, the top one gets 1, the next best one gets 2, like that?
Yeah.
Yes. So, can... I should have been paying more attention to
the list.
I'll paste the list here in the chat.
Okay.
I've been typing out my
game. And this is just our personal opinion, who did the best?
Personal opinion, who did the best? Who's got the most, not who did the best, who has the most badass characters on their list, please?
Yeah, the prompt. who followed the prompt?
Ian's trying to make it. You know, who gave the best explanations and effort? That's really what we're grading on.
Oh, God, that didn't look good at all.
That's okay. You can read it.
Okay, I'm ready to send mine.
I put in here. Yeah, I'm ready, but you guys...
Hey, not yet.
I have mine's queued up as well, boys.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, shout out for spelling his name. Spelling Mike Ehrmantraut correct, Tanner.
I copy-pasted that.
Oh, hey. It's still big.
I didn't spell all of those correct. Look through and you'll find some errors for sure.
I had no clue how to spell the Star Wars one.
Actually, did I spell everything right?
I think so.
You misspelled virgin.
Yeah, you did. You put a space in virgin.
No, I did not spell MacGyver right, did I?
You spelled Tanner.
Oh, no, you didn't. Yeah, there's a C in there.
Nice.
I didn't spell platypus right either, I don't think. I think it was a Y.
Oh, you're pointing out
your own. Oh my gosh. No, it was a plat-twy-puss. All right, I'm ready whenever you guys are.
I'm also ready.
Ready?
Yes, everybody's
sir.
Got it queued up?
All right. Yep. Hey, hold on. Before we send, which we decide what the point. So we'll just say first place vote is worth 4 points. A second place vote is worth 3 points, and it's down like that.
2-1. Yeah. Just reverse. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Send it.
3, 2, 1, send. One. Wow, this is. I'm just anxiously awaiting these texts.
I'm so nervous.
Ooh. Okay, they're in. All right, Tanner, you need.
Hey, see that? Come on. Tanner, come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. This is messed up, though.
Hey, that's okay, Tanner. You need to read me the numbers so
Thank
I can
you,
do
Austin.
The math.
Thank you.
I'm doing the math on my screen.
Oh, you're doing
now.
It? Okay, good.
I'll do it.
Unfortunately, folks, Ian has gotten number 4 with all of the other contestants.
This is messed up.
Yeah, oh, that's a solid number 4.
Hey, I got 3 for Austin.
Yeah. Ahsoka, Iroh, and Kent all got you good points in mine. Jane the Virgin Tobias definitely put you below everybody else.
Tobias lost you a lot of points with me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And Jane the Virgin. I get your reasoning for Jane the Virgin, but there's better picks out there.
Ahsoka and Iroh were very good picks, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's going to be close. It's going to be interesting.
It's gonna be, yeah, it's going to be close.
We've got a range.
I have faith. Maybe I'll pull through.
You should not.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Someone give me the results.
I can tell you right now, you have 4 points.
Oh, all right, you guys, if Luke, you could also do the math to make sure I don't fuck this up.
Wow, dude, we're over our limit.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll try and do it in my head as you say them out, but yeah, that's fine.
All right, I've recorded all the numbers. I haven't done the math yet. Ugh, my freaking mouse is not working right now. It's annoying. Okay. I need to do the math now. Hold on.
Do the math.
I got to say, Tanner had a very good list.
Great list.
He had Ron Swanson, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and 2 Game of Thrones characters.
Very strong.
Nice.
No one had Hodor.
Can't believe no one chose Hodor for his heart and loyalty.
Yes.
Right. Loyalty is beautiful.
All right, I have the final standings.
Start from the bottom, bro.
Yep. Coming in 5th place, Ian's list.
Wait. I would like to vote for a recount.
No recount. Rejected.
I believe
it's not hard to count to 4.
These are false results.
So Ian, for everyone, for the audience's knowledge, was voted last by everyone, except Austin gave Ian a 3rd place
vote.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't see that, actually. I didn't see that.
Thank you.
Wow. Connor, how does it feel that Austin put you below Ian? Austin thought Tobias was better than your list.
It's just business.
Give credit where credit's due.
That's right. Hey,
good work, Ian.
I completely agree. Thank you.
It was Michael Scott for me. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was the accidental pick.
Yeah, the accidental pick.
Yeah.
For an accidental pick, I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's true. So what does Ian have? 5 points?
Ian had 5 points.
Okay.
In 4th place with 9 points, Connor Nogales.
Nice. That was a close one. That was a close one, bro.
A good swing for not knowing the topic. You know, coming in not last place.
Thank you.
It's something to be proud of. At 3rd place, that's where it gets close, Luke with 11 points. He earned 3 second place votes.
I'm hurt at 3rd.
3rd place vote. At number 2, we have Austin with 12 points. 2 first place votes, 2 third place votes. And then at number 1, yours truly, Tanner, with 13 points.
Wow.
Dang.
3 first place votes and 1 last place vote.
Wow, well done. 1 last place vote.
Loved by most, hated by some.
Hated by 1.
What?
Ian put me last.
Yep.
Now, if anyone has any grievances about the voting results, air them now.
Yeah, I'll send an email.
I respect
it. It's very convenient that the guy who counting the votes is the one who won.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, that's suspicious.
Or fucking strange. Count them yourselves. See what happens.
The vote, that checks out. The counts check out. You got it right. I am looking forward to a neutral party doing these.
Yes.
Yes, a neutral party. I think that this couldn't have been more fair. It was a 5 man deliberation.
That's true.
I think that was actually pretty fair.
No.
You know, I respect it. Hey, you got to go with the results. The results are the results. The people who listen, we want to hear who you thought won as well. Please.
Yeah. So I think we should make a post and give all these results out there.
We'll do it. Once the episode comes out, we'll do the. We'll make a post. We'll put the teams out there, and we'll see what y'all thought. It's been a lot of fun, guys. I really enjoyed doing the draft. I'm looking forward to doing more of them.
Yes, wonderful.
And you learn a little bit about
that was fun
about how people think too.
Oh, also, first before we sign off, we should count how many people we guessed correct.
Oh
yeah.
Oh yeah, we keep it running.
I guess 2 correct.
I got two. I got two correct on the guesses. Well.
Okay, that doesn't change the top three then.
I didn't really do that.
It doesn't change the top three. Okay, so you can get zero. At zero out of two is six or five.
So, Connor, if you can get... Never mind. Ian's already laughed.
No. How many did you get right,
Connor? The way we were talking about doing it, or at least in my head, I think these are two separate competitions.
Yeah, let's do this season long.
There's a competition to win the draft, and I think there's a competition to successfully guess our friends better.
I would like to say...
I like separating them.
I think we keep it season long for this one. Keep your tally.
We'll create a Google Doc, and we'll put down the scores for each
Perfect.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I would like to say, after this episode, I now know how drafts work.
Hey, yeah, you know, it's a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got it. Now you know.
That's why he struggled. That's why he picked Tobias.
Ever?
No. That was intentional. My picks were intentional.
Unless you're going, it's like a top never nudes draft. Maybe you don't go with that.
Yeah, I would have put him as my number one instead of my number five.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
good stuff, lads. It was a lot of fun. Looking forward to the next one. We'll also take comments if anybody's listening. We'll take comments on what you want us to draft next.
Please.
So let us know wherever you happen to see this episode, probably Instagram.
And we'll be recording on a daily basis.
We'll be recording whenever we have time.
Wonderful.
That's all we can give you.
Wonderful.
So stick around, and you might hear from us again.
That's right. Anything else, lads?
Go. Choose love.
Always remember to fix and spay your pets.
That's right. Hit him with the Bob Barker. The Bob Barker call off. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you next time. It's been fun.